Welcome to the Better Workday podcast hosted by Niamh Moynihan. Each week, Niamh shares tips, tricks, and insights to help you have a better workday. We all love a good vacation or break from work. Putting away the laptop, hanging up the uniform, spending our time relaxing with family and friends. But with all that excitement also comes some sense of dread. Niamh, how can we set ourselves up for a relaxing break without having to stress about work?
Hello, hello, and welcome to this week's episode of the Better Workday podcast. How are you doing? This week, I'm talking about returning to work after time off, whether that was for holidays or another reason, and how you can make that return more calm, more organized, less stressful, less overwhelming. Now, I'm actually taking time off next week, so the week after recording this, a full week, Monday to Friday, and I've plans as well for the weekend, and I'm really looking forward to it. But for a long time, I would anticipate time off with a little bit of worry, to be honest with you, because I've always worked in very, very busy roles, and I knew that my return after the break would probably be very stressful with lots and lots of meetings and lots and lots of emails. And to try and manage that, I would often check work while I was on my holidays. I'm sure some of you listening have done the same. I would try to log in on the Sunday evening before I get back in on a Monday to get ahead of things. And I never really felt like I was on a break, even if I was far, far away from where I usually work. And that's just not good for our mental health and our well-being. We need time away from work. We need to have the opportunity to enjoy the other elements of our lives. And it's also not good for work, because if you never step away, how can you return with a fresh perspective or fresh motivation or fresh energy? It's very, very hard. And so I think in this world of always connected, possibly or potentially always being able to work, it's really, really important to have a few tools, a few practical ways to be able to switch off from work and to be able to return with a sense of calm, confidence. And that's what I'm hoping to leave you with after today's episode. Now, time off for me could be a week or 2 weeks, but sometimes it's a day. So if your job is very, very busy, even a long weekend could seem like a lot to you. And I know that. So you can scale these ideas up or down depending on how long you're going to be away from work for. But the concepts, they remain the same. And it's really down to a few basic things, such as looking after your future self by making sure you have time after you return to work, and making sure that you communicate to other people what's happening and who they can contact while you're away from work, and being intentional with your first day back at work, whether that's after a week, 2 weeks, a month or longer. So the first one is having that time when you return. And for a long time, I felt like I wasn't in control of my calendar. Does that sound familiar to you? So yes, it was my calendar, but after a week or 2 weeks off work, I would come back and there would be meeting requests filling it up. And they all seemed like they were meetings that I had to attend, or that they were from people that I felt I couldn't say no to. So even though I was only back in the office or back at work for, you know, a couple of hours, my whole week was already full. And that left me with very little time to handle anything that came in. And if that sounds like you, one thing that you can do is as soon as you book your time off, block out time in your calendar for when you come back. And you can just label it for something like, I don't know yet, IDK, or buffer time, or catch up time, or whatever you want to put there. But it is a few 30 minute blocks, or maybe a few hour blocks, depending on how much space you can block off to give yourself, so that when you do come back into the office, you have the room in your calendar to take care of things that have come up. And look, you don't know what's going to come up while you're out. It could be a couple of small things, it could be a few big things. I don't know, and you don't know. But at least if you have the time set aside, you can relax while you're away, knowing that you have room to deal with it when you come back. So that's the main thing. That's why we do that. And then the second thing that you can do is you can make sure that other people know how they can get help while you're away. And this is where I find the out of office a really useful tool. So I use it like a mini handover document. Okay, so What we can do is we can set a different internal out-of-office reply to one that we would send to maybe a client or a customer and people outside of the organization. And for the internal one, what I started doing, and I found it worked really, really well, is I would put a little handover note inside it. So it would say something along the lines of, "Hi, I'm out of the office until the 1st of May. In my absence, you can contact the following people for these different topics," and you list all the people that you normally would include in a handover document. And then I would often go one step further and list, here's an update on my most recent projects or issues I was dealing with or topics I was covering, you know, the stuff that you're involved in that people might need to get an update on. So I would put just a 1-2 line summary for each of those in the out of office and then close it off by saying, I aim to have replied to all emails within 3 to 4 days of my return to the office. If I haven't got back to then and you still need my help, please give me a call. And what this does is it puts the handover document or the handover front and center when the person actually needs it. So somebody else in your company is going to need you or think that they need you while you're away, and they're not going to look for somebody else. The first thing they're going to do is going to email you, because that's just out of habit. That's not anything bad. It's just the way that things go. And now when they email you, they're not just going to get a one-line out-of-office reply. They're going to get helpful information, which will hopefully help them go to the right person or to the right place to get the information that they need, which means when you come back to the office, you've got less open issues to deal with. And that's the whole idea. And when you do come back in, there's a few things that you can do just to settle the day and to help you feel more calm and confident and in control of that first day back. And the first thing I would always suggest doing is do a brain dump of all the things that are on your mind before you open your inbox and before you open Teams or Slack. So there are probably things that you were thinking about while you were off, or things that come to mind as soon as you sit back down to the laptop, and get those down on paper, the things that you feel you must follow up on or check, or the people who you think you must talk to. And do that first. Put your own mind first. And then when you open up, you know, your Teams and your inbox and all those things, go back to the episode I had a few weeks back on how to get a handle on your inbox and move all the messages that came in while you were out into a separate folder. And the reason we do that is we separate the past from the present, and it just helps to control those conversations. If you can at all, try to talk to the people who you work with most often before you try to tackle the email. You might find that you'll get a few quick updates, which will save you a load of time. And that's really helpful. And then after that, you can make your plan based on what you'd written down that morning in your brain dump, the updates that you got from a few people, and what you're seeing then in terms of your inbox and any other updates that you're getting. And remember, you have a few blocks of time for, I don't know what yet, for the things that are coming up already in your calendar. You did that when you booked your time off, or you did that as soon as you listened to this episode of the podcast. So if there's a bit to get done, it's okay. You've got some time to deal with it, right? And if you've been off for more than a couple of days, I would recommend, let's say, maybe you came back on a Monday, I'd recommend Tuesday afternoon to sit back down and take 5 minutes to reassess your plan for the week, or to take a look what you need to do for the remainder of the week. Because at this stage, you have a pretty good sense of what's been going on and things you might have to tackle. And you know better what you need to do and how much time it's going to take you to do it. So don't expect to have everything figured out within an hour of returning. I mean, that's just, you know, setting really high expectations for yourself. Just get in, do what you can do. And then Tuesday afternoon, for example, take a moment, pause, reassess the situation and go from there. What I'm trying to do by sharing these steps with you is just to show you that there's no magic wand. Like, the work isn't going to stop while you're away. And like, we can't expect people to, you know, down tools and wait for you to return, because they are trying to get their stuff done. There's projects that have to carry on regardless. But with all that being said, by allowing space when you come back to deal with things, by communicating to others where they can get help, and by you being a little bit more strategic about how you approach things when you come back, you can take a lot of that pressure off, you know? And this is something which gets better, I think, with practice. And the best time to start is the next time that you're taking time off, whether it's for a half day, a day, or maybe even longer. Now, I hope you found this episode helpful. For me, it's definitely more of a step-by-step, kind of like the email one a few weeks back. And I do like to mix up the episodes in terms of that kind of style, because I think that sometimes it's good to have a step-by-step. But as always, I'd love to get your feedback, because as we continue the Better Workday podcast, I want to make sure that I'm covering topics that are relevant and helpful for you. Okay, that is it from me for this week. Until next time, stay well and have a better workday.
Thank you for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed this episode. The Better Workday podcast is about helping you have a better workday. So we'd love to hear your thoughts and questions. You can find our social media details as well as any references from this episode in the show notes.